Okay, so I've recently been looking into this Boston bombing, the heroes of the Boston bombing. It's been one thing after another. It's pretty weird, actually, when you look into these people, because you don't realize how much weird stuff you're going to find. I will look into Bruce Mendelsohn, but first I am going to talk about a little bit about Tyler Dodd, who is another supposed hero of this event. Okay, so in this, the original story is a hero Afghan vet who comforted wounded college student after Boston Marathon blast will reunite with her after nationwide appeal. The Afghan veteran who comforted a college student, ba-ba-da-ba-da, Scar has been identified as Purple Heart recipient. He identifies as a recovering alcoholic. Here's the douchebag here, who's supposedly a hero. Hero Afghan vet Sergeant Tyler Dodd rushed to the aid of wounded college student. Here she is. Down here, she supposedly has three jobs. An appeal was put out. All this guy does is actually just supposedly talk to her in the tent, in the medical tent. What this guy is doing in the medical tent, though, is it's troubling. If this is the kind of security they have at these events, he told her that he was a Marine and he'd served in the Afghanistan War. Okay, so then before this, he supposedly has a run-in with the guy on the show, Aren't You, or the show Stars and Stripes. He supposedly chases some person down, and this is a while ago, and he tells this police officer, who's now a movie star slash police officer, that he's got two Purple Hearts, and he's an Afghanistan war veteran. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with, this guy. Okay, so let's tally it up here. So here we have a hero, Tyler Stanley Dodd, who is, such a great guy. But who is this man, really? And, well, it turns out he doesn't have any Purple Hearts. He didn't actually serve in the military. He wasn't wounded while protecting our country. And, well, he actually has more mugshots than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. He's supposedly also an alcohol and drug addict. So here we have it. It's like we're in a Batman movie here, where the bad guys become the good guys, and it's just like you. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter that you've lied multiple times in these kind of strange situations, but now you are a hero, and it's like these news agencies are finding the most burned out, down and out liars they can, and they're turning them into heroes. This man has a long arrest history. He's been caught lying before, and the aid that he gave this girl was nothing more than lying straight to her face, and the actual supposed people that worked on her, and I have questions about whether she how badly she was actually injured, if injured at all. They're never mentioned once. The only person mentioned is this guy who shows up in the medical tent, who doesn't actually look at her injuries at all, and that somehow is his medical training, and he's made out to be a hero. So this is Tyler Dodd. This is our hero, okay?
In that moment of acute agony for her.
I got her to look at me, first off. She looked me right in my eyes, and I asked her what her name was. And to be honest with you, she kind of looked at me funny, wondering why I was asking her name in this situation. She told me my name's Victoria. I told her my name's Tyler, and kind of just had a conversation with her. I don't remember exactly what was said. I remember trying to be aware of my body language and not to look at her injuries as to make the situation worse for her. I tried to keep as calm as I could and to keep her as calm. And I drew my strength from her strength. And through that, I still have a hard time knowing where I drew the knowledge, what part from inside me that it came from, but I guess it paid off because I knew what to do, and I just tried to help the best way I knew how to.
You brought the shirt with you that you were wearing on the day of the marathon. I know it's covered in blood. If you could raise it up for me, there's a reason why you brought this, because you said that you never intend washing this. Tell me why.
What I drew from it, whoever's responsible for this intended to instill terror and fear on Boston and the world. And what I took away from it is that I don't see it as doing such. I saw humanity at its finest. I saw people of all different cultural backgrounds and nationalities helping each other in a terrible, terrible time, and the human spirit truly rising above what had happened.
And a connection on a spiritual level, I would have to say. Just when I told her it was going to be okay, she believed me. I can't describe how calm she was at that point, and she said, yeah, go, just very selfless, and telling me to go help other people. Her strength helped me through the situation to help other people.
And I drew my strength from her strength.
If you could raise it up for me, there's a reason why you brought this, because you said that you never intend washing this. Tell me why.
So here we have the media creating a hero. That's what the media likes to do in these situations. They create the good guys and the bad guys. And Tyler Dodd, he's one of the best that could possibly be. I mean, it doesn't get much better than double Purple Heart recipient for, you know, courage and combat situations and being a lieutenant and saving people's lives. But who is this guy actually? It turns out that he lied about all of that. That he's never received Purple Hearts. People were looking into it after he made the claims, and he's made these claims several times now. The first being last year when he appeared on Earning Our Stars Earned Stripes, that he was a double Purple Heart recipient. So it wasn't until he was called out on these egregious lies, claiming to be a war veteran and getting some awesome medals for valor, that it turns out he's actually, the only thing that he said is true is that he's an alcoholic, pretty much. This guy is a chronic liar. He's lied about multiple things time and time again, and it's only when he's called out that he actually admits that he's lying.